My name is Emily Barth Eisler, and I'm the author of Aftermath. Aftermath is a middle grade novel, and I'm so excited to introduce it to you. This is the story of Lucy, a 12-year-old girl who moves to a new town and has to start at a new school. Now, anyone who's ever moved or started over anywhere knows that it's very hard to be the new person in a school where everybody else knows each other. But for Lucy, this situation is extra complicated because her new classmates are all survivors of a school shooting that took place 4 years earlier. Now, Lucy has a secret. She's also the survivor of a tragedy. Her younger brother, Theo, died recently of a congenital heart defect that he was born with. But Lucy feels like this is a totally different situation, and her grief is very different than the kids at her school. This is true. All kinds of grief are different. I think Lucy is a good narrator for this story because kids reading it will identify with her as an outsider in this new town and in this class of students who have survived this very particular trauma. One of the most fun parts of writing Aftermath was writing all of the math in the book. At the beginning of every chapter, there's a math problem that somehow relates to the content of what's going on in that chapter. Lucy was a fun character to write because she thinks of everything in terms of math. She thinks of problems in terms of numbers. She thinks of people in terms of shapes. She imagines formulas that answer questions. And she loves math because it's full of absolutes. Unlike so much in her life, math has the answers to everything. Lucy and the other kids in Aftermath take an after-school mime class. Now, I know that's not something you hear about every day, but I took an after-school mime class when I was in sixth grade, and it was an incredibly formative experience for me. I really thought it was a good match for Lucy and her classmates because any kind of theater or performing arts is often a wonderful way for kids to bond, for people to get the chance to work together and be on a team, to learn different ways to tell stories or to deal with feelings. But mime in particular uses no words and no props and no sets and relies entirely on your imagination. I wrote Aftermath with the hope that it would be read not just by students, but also by parents and teachers. I think it's a book that starts a lot of conversations that kids probably want to have surrounding school shootings, gun violence in general, grief, and healing and friendship. I really, really hope it gives people some ideas of ways to start talking to their parents or their teachers or their friends about things that have previously been considered too difficult or taboo. I hope that Aftermath leaves people thinking that therapy is always a good idea and that being part of some kind of team, whether it's mime, like the kids in the book, or theater or music or sports or anything collaborative, can be such a great way for a kid to make a friend, to fit in, and feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.